during this meeting. And so while we wait for Mr. Longley to join us, I'll go ahead and share my screen. Can you hear me, Ms. Bowman? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we are recording. While we're waiting for Mr. Longley, I'll go ahead and share. So a few things we do need to take care of while we're on this call in this space. We need to approve the minutes from the last meeting, and they have been sent out in an email. We do need to approve the agenda for this meeting. And then Mr. Longley will go over the budget for our school. Does anyone have any questions so far?
Okay, Madam Chair, we need to go ahead and call roll, or you need for me to wait on Mr. Longley?
Yeah, let's give him a couple more minutes, and then okay. That'll allow me to pull up the documents that I need. And I promise y'all, this will not be a long, long, long meeting. But we will go through the information that we need to discuss.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Mr. Longley. Thank you so much for joining us. And so it is now 1:29. Thank you all very much for joining the Scott Go team. So let's go ahead and officially call this meeting to order at 1:29. And we're going to go ahead and do roll call to establish a quorum. So, Madam, Ms. Secretary, do you have the members?
Yes, I do. Good afternoon. If you could please respond by stating present once your name is called. Mr. Longley?
I am present, and I would like to apologize. My temporary computer does not have a working camera, but I am present.
Okay. Ms. McCree?
We see that.
Present. I'm present.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Stevens? Okay. Ms. Bundridge? Okay. Ms. Archie?
Present.
Ms. Sanchez?
Present.
Ms. Medlock Bowman? Present. Ms. Upshaw? Ms. Brown?
Present.
And Ms. Porter? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Bowman, for that. So right now, Ms. Bowman, is there a quorum that we can go ahead and establish for this meeting?
Yes, there is a quorum present.
Thank you so very much. So since there is a quorum, we can go ahead and continue with our meeting. The next item that we do have to vote on, we do have to vote on the minutes that were emailed out and posted on our website from our December meeting. So the first order of business is to approve the agenda, not the minutes, to approve the agenda. And that is also posted, but I will show a copy just for everyone's peace of mind. So here is our agenda for today, which is February the 20th and not the 15th. And so may I have a motion to...
I don't think your screen is sharing.
Oh, it's not. Thank you. Okay, here's the agenda for our meeting for today. May I have a motion to accept this agenda and with any necessary corrections?
I motion to accept the agenda.
I second.
Okay, it has been moved by Ms. Sanchez and seconded by Ms. Bowman to accept the agenda for February the 20th. All those in favor, you can say aye, or you can raise your hand in the chat or put something in the chat.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposers, you all have the same right. Hearing none and nothing in the chat, we'll go ahead and accept the agenda for February the 20th. Our next item that we have to do is approve the minutes from our last meeting that have been emailed out to everyone. And so basically, may I entertain a motion as well for this one to approve the minutes?
A motion to approve the minutes.
I second that motion.
Okay, if there are no corrections, we would, all those in favor of accepting the members, please raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposers have the same rights.
Aye.
Hearing none, seeing none, we will go ahead and accept the minutes from our December meeting. All right, our next action item that we do need to discuss, which we've talked about in our December meeting, was our strategic plan. Mr. Longley did go over the strategic plan. We did rate our action items accordingly. And if you all have any questions, we can share that with you and it will be posted as well. So we did talk about the strategic plan and we did rank them. Our next item of business that we do need to discuss, we have to schedule a 6 business meeting because we just missed a few. So if we can go ahead and look at our calendars and just to see, we are running into March right now to see when we can schedule our 6 business meeting. Is there any particular day that works or does not work for everyone? I know Tuesday is not a good day for us here at the school. Parents, Mr.
Thursdays are typically district meeting days where we are not out until after 4 p.m.
Okay, so Tuesday and Thursdays are not a good day. Seems like Wednesday may be a better day. So we do have cluster advisory meeting, Mr. Lonely, on March the 22nd. So, Ms. Lonely, when are you presenting this? You're doing a final budget presentation on the 16th.
No, I have a budget presentation I need to do this week.
Okay.
Which is why we had to have this meeting today.
Yeah, but I think you have another one. You don't have a final budget on the 16th?
I do. So we have this meeting. I have my budget presentation now. Then I come back with the final report to this group.
Okay. So if everyone is okay, can we schedule to meet on March the 8th, which is a Wednesday at 3:15? Does that work for everyone?
That's fine for me.
Mr. Longley, can you check your calendar when you get a chance and just let me know and I'll go ahead and schedule it?
Right now, I'm saying yes. I'll confirm for you.
Okay. All right. So as of right now, we will schedule another meeting for March the 15th at 3:15, and I will send out the link for everyone to have. Okay. So that's been done. So moving right along, our big item that we do need to discuss for this afternoon is our budget process. And Mr. Lonely, basically at this time, it is on you.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to share with you guys, so we have a budget process. As being members of this group, you do have an opportunity to see what the school's budget is, what it's comprised of, and obviously your charge is to make sure that we're making decisions that are in alignment with the plans that we've agreed upon and that we're doing what is best for the school. I'll begin sharing my screen at this time. I need the host to give me the rights to share, please.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. Excellent. And so what you are looking at is our district form of a presentation of our budget. So our school right there, Scott Elementary School, so projected enrollment. I just want to make sure I define some of these terms for you all who are not used to looking at this. This is the number of students they're expecting us to have next year. That number is of 253 shows a decrease of this year's projected enrollment, which is 289. That number is also less than we currently have. So based on the calculations done at the district level, they're expecting the school to be even smaller. Whenever we have less students, we receive less funds because we receive funds in the amount of all the following areas: instruction, pupil services, improvement of instructional services, staff training. You see there's nothing there. Media services, school administration, maintenance and operations, and transportation. So as we look down, FY24, the budget by function, you can see where the money is being spent. You see the largest chunk is in that light blue right there, and the legend is right next to it. And so that light blue is instruction. So more than half of our money, actually two-thirds, more than two-thirds of the funds that we have available are all going towards instruction, as it should be. When you look in the next categories, this orange to the next largest group is this gray at 14%. And that is improvement of instructional services. So that those are things that help to improve our classrooms or instructional coaches, reading programs, things of that nature that are going to improve the quality of the services that we provide. So 67% instruction, 14% was the next biggest chunk. The next larger chunk is 8%, which is in the green, which is school administration. And that goes to the principal, the assistant principal, and the instructional coaches, those in that space. So those four persons or five persons make up that area. And then we get down here to 5% pupil services. So monies that are spent directly on additional services that we bring in for our students in that area. I'm going to scroll down some more. So that wait, there's no more to see down there. Okay, well, let's look at some of these other tabs. And so we will look at FTEs and actual raw budget numbers. So FTE is a full-time equivalent, just to make sure that everyone understands what that means, a full-time equivalent. So in instruction, we're looking at about 36.7, because people, there can be less than a full-time equivalent. Sometimes people may split between two schools. So on our budget, that person may be represented as a 0.5. And on another school's budget, they may be the other 0.5. That is how a person can be less than a full-time equivalent, because they may not be full-time at our school. That 0.70 you see is representative of our ESOL, is English as a second language. That position is 0.70 at the school, because we are more than half, but not full-time. That happens based on the number of students we have who require those services. Pupil services. So in pupil services, there are 3.25 full-time equivalents dedicated to that. Improving those instructional services, six full-time equivalents dedicated to that. Media services, just one, which is our media specialist. School administration, that is four on that full-time equivalent. Maintenance and operations, there's three. That is our head facilities personnel and the two custodians that are associated with it. And so in the budget, you see the budgeted amounts. Another thing is important for me to make sure that people understand is those budgeted amounts does not directly equate to the amount of money that person is earning. There are two differences in that. One of them is that the budgets also include medical benefits. So medical benefits plus salary is not a true representation of that person's salary. Plus, these are averages. So these do not represent every single person. For example, those three persons in maintenance and operations, that may not be their actual salaries, but salaries vary based upon certification, education, and years of experience. So in that range, our budgets are created with an average of that position for the district. So that person, if they have less years experience, their actual true salary may be higher or lower than what is done in the average. But to make it fair, all schools budget based upon an average. For example, a teacher salary in the budget is reflected as $90,000. That would be salary plus medical benefits. All the teachers do not make that money. There are many teachers who make a lot less than that. There are a few teachers who may be surpassing that based on their years and degrees of experience. But those things are, and a per pupil expenditure lets us know exactly what is this breakdown to per actual child, per student in the building. So that total altogether is $4,815,850. Believe it or not, this is actually a significant decrease from years past where we were over $5 million. By having less students and receiving less funding from the federal government, from the Department of Education, not from the district, where that reduced us by $55,000 just last Friday. That has caused a reduction in the amount of funds that we have available. But per pupil, we're actually spending $19,000 per student to in our budget for next school year. So for every child, we have dedicated a total of $19,000 to educate that child, whether it be the facilities, the custodial services, the books, the transportation, the field trips, the teachers, the personnel that work with them. That is where we are with an average of $19,000 per child. And this is the breakdown of how that money is being spent. Are there any questions regarding the budget that I may be able to answer or information that I can offer to anyone that is a member of this group?
No, Ms. Longley, I don't have any. This is Ms. Archie.
No.
I have you all minimized so that I can see my screen, so just feel free to chime in if not. But I wanted to be very clear and transparent about what we're doing and how that looks.
Okay. Again, committee and team, this information is the draft budget, and we basically had to complete this information before Mr. Longley has his meeting this week. Then once after his meeting, we will meet again before his meeting on March the 17th to go over the final budget and to present an approval. So Mr. Longley and committee, looking at my calendar and looking on our Go Teams page, we actually had a meeting scheduled for March the 9th. So I'll go ahead and make that change to have it on March the 8th opposed to March the 9th. Is everyone in agreement with that?
Okay. It
works. Yes.
Okay. So we'll have it on that Wednesday opposed to that Thursday. So, Mr. Longley, thank you for sharing that information. And I'm sure after we come back and review this again, we may have some additional questions for the budget. So moving right along with our agenda, our next item, our talking point is any informational items. Mr. Longley, do you have anything to present to us as far as from a principal's report?
From an informational item, no, just making sure that we recently received information on our writing test, which is Right Score, where we are one of the few schools that was able to show growth in every grade level. That's grades 3, 4, and 5 who participate in that. Writing is one of our priorities and making sure we're improving that space. We're tabulating results now from a recent mock test. School is closed for winter break this week, this entire week. It'll be back. We'll be back on Monday. But our priorities remain right now twofold. One, primarily attendance, making sure we maintain our attendance rate with staff and students. And two, making sure that our students are prepared to close the year strong with our end of the year testing. So that is it for my updates. Basketball and cheerleading games on Thursdays at Usher.
Listen, parents, if you have not joined, and I'm one of the people, so I'm definitely, my goal is to attend the next basketball game. Please come out and support the babies because they are doing a phenomenal job. Thank you, Mr. Longley. And in addition, the next item on our list, just talk about some announcements. So from a Go Team standpoint, if you have not completed any of your training, please do. If you need the link, let me know as a Go Team member. Each person on this call is responsible for completing their training. So if you need the link, let me know and we'll get you in contact with the correct person to send it out to you in your email. Principal Longley and team, if you all do not have any other questions, I am pretty much at the end of the meeting. Our main thing was to go over the budget allotment this evening so Mr. Longley can present this information when he has his meeting this week. So are there any other questions or comments from anyone else? Parents, Go Team members? Mr. Longley.
And outside of this meeting, if there are questions, please feel free to ask. This is a draft form until it is certified by the district and this body.
Yep. Okay, so we have basically reached the end of our agenda. If there is no other business items that we need to discuss, may I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
May I have a second?
I'm sorry, I second that motion.
I'm sorry, Ms. Bowman. Okay, thank you. It has been motioned by Ms. Sanchez and seconded by Ms. Bowman to adjourn our meeting at now 1:47. All those in favor, please raise your hand or say aye.
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 Opposed, you all have the same rights. Hearing none, seeing none, our motion, our meeting has been adjourned at 1:47 p.m. The secretary will record the actual time for the minutes. Thank you all for joining in. Our next meeting is March the 8th, which is a Wednesday. Please put that on your calendars. Thank you all so much for joining.
Thank you so much for everyone for making this possible. I appreciate you giving us your time.
You got it, Ms. Bowman.
Yes.